When I started to broaden my horizons away from punk rock, I latched onto more melodic emo bands, such as the Appleseed Cast and American Football. As I dug more into the emo scene, I knew I was supposed to like bands such as Cap'n Jazz and Joan of Arc, but I never fully got into them. For me, a new Owls album is already a tough sell. I didn't care much for the 2001 release on J-Tree Records, so I met this long-awaited follow-up with Shrugs. Owls probably won't gain many new fans with two, but fans of Cap'n Jazz, Joan of Arc, and of Owls' previous efforts will love this album.
I know in my sleep.
Like and Respect with Owls, and of all Tim Kinsella, Mike Kinsella, Victor Villarreal, and Sam Zurich's projects, is the lo-fi and simple approach they've maintained throughout the years. If you've listened to anything they've been involved with, including Owen, Joan of Arc, Make Believe, and Ghosts and Vodka, you won't find overcomplicated production. In fact, Tim Kinsella remarks, quote, "The line 'we've never had nice stuff' in the song Ancient Stars Seed feels good to sing because we really are a grubby foursome with broken equipment and no money, and I see these shitty young bands every day with pedal boards and no ideas," unquote. In fact, what we're seeing with Owls 2 is a growth of ideas and theme, but not a shift or sacrifice in production quality. The album sounds exactly like you'd expect it to. Fan of Owl's 2001 self-titled release, 2 is a fantastic follow-up. The band doesn't seem to have missed a beat in 13 years. In fact, 2 seems to have a pinch of energy their original release lacked. The production is crisp, clean, and full of life. With 2, I believe the band has accomplished what they set out to do, to return with an album that longtime fans of all these members' projects will appreciate and love. Owl's 2 is out on Polyvinyl Records, and it gets 3.5 stars out of 5.
That lost and found chapstick, a waiter with bad breath. He dropped a chill pickle in hot sauce.